Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, I just had my Arch Top Fiber installed this morning. It seemed where there were complications, but the guys were really nice, Carl and Sal. The problem is when I was trying to transfer over to get consumer cellular so that I could have Wi-Fi out of the house instead of just in the house, right in the middle of that call, the Wi-Fi in the house stopped working.
Oh, no. Can I get your last name, ma'am?
Yes, Barsoomian, Barsoomian.
Jane?
Yes.
Fantastic. What is your service address?
22 Kramer, Kramer, Court. And that's Socrates, and I have that too. 12477. I have my account number.
Okay, what's your account number?
It's 1705.
Thank you much for that. And what is the email address we have on file for you?
Jane, B as in boy, S as in Sam, M as in Mary, at AOL.com.
Thank you much for that, Jane. Let me look at a couple of things real quick, see if what's going on. You said you had your service installed this morning or earlier?
It was at 10:30 this morning when the guys actually came in after the other people had done all the digging of the ditches and connecting.
Okay.
And they did the inside installation. And then what happened is they took me off of Spectrum. That seems to have been a problem because when I went to transfer my number and my service to Consumer Cellular, they said, well, you shouldn't have ended your Spectrum because we need that information first. So you're going to have to go back onto Spectrum, and then you'll have to be taken off of Spectrum. So we had a three-way conference call with Consumer Cellular, myself, and Spectrum.
Okay.
And there were all sorts of numbers and things passing through, and then that was supposedly resolved, and then she was going to send me something called my QR2 code. And right in the middle of that, I suspect that somehow I may still have been on Spectrum for my phone, because then I have no Wi-Fi now at all.
That potentially could have happened. I don't understand why that would have happened if you had your Archtop Fiber installation set up. You may have still been connected to your Spectrum Wi-Fi signal, not to the Archtop Fiber signal. That's why you saw an interruption of service. Let me look to see if there's been anything that came up in our records for any issues this morning aside from. Okay.
Well, we did have issues, but they weren't with the phone. I didn't realize the guy said, oh, yeah, well, you can have a phone on the Wi-Fi just as long as you're in the house. It'll work in the house.
Okay, so let me look into this real quick, see if I see anything that popped up. No, nothing so far. I'm looking at our timelines. It gives us a bit of a look. So let me look at today. No, just everything coming up online. Okay, that's weird.
I'm using a friend's phone. That's the only way I can communicate with anybody right now.
Okay. And you do have your phone, correct? And have you made the switch over to, I think you said Consumer Cellular for your cell phone service?
That is what I was trying to do when my phone stopped working.
Okay. If your phone number was through Spectrum, it more than likely is they removed you from their network, not anything to do with us on your Wi-Fi signal for some odd reason. And I don't know why they would do that. While you're in the process of, you know, getting your information to switch over to them. So
yeah.
So that is very interesting that they did that. That's something I regret to say, that something that is completely on them. Because everything I'm seeing is for your Wi-Fi and your wireless stuff through us. Everything seems to be connected properly.
Because this woman was... Exactly. The person who was on the three-way call with me was very pleasant. And she understood exactly what we were doing, and she was very much in favor of helping me out. So I don't think she would have purposely disconnected on their end until the transfer had been made. But I can't make the transfer without having a signal
somebody. I understand that. So that is something I have heard happen before with Spectrum, is as soon as they make one change in the system, as soon as they save any kind of information, it will automatically update anything regarding that account, and they'll make that change. I would make a suggestion. The only thing I can do for you at this point is to give you a suggestion of, like, you are calling us from another cell phone in order to communicate about the issues on your account. I would call them back on a cell phone similar to that, just so you can have that communication and not be interrupted and have service interruption at that time.
Yeah, I will have to call Spectrum back and tell them what has happened on my friend's phone. If my friend is available to, can you have some place? It's okay. I can use the phone. I will call Spectrum and see if I can rectify it with them.
Yeah, because that sounds that does sound like it's a network. It's a Spectrum cutting out a network usage on that device in order to say, well, no, sorry, we're not going to let you make any more calls on it. So, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It probably wasn't the person. It's probably because of this all artificial intelligence stuff. You know,
and I understand that. Alrighty. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No,
anything else?
That's all I can think of for now. Thank
you. All right, Jane.
All
thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber.
Okay.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Sure. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're beeping. Maybe somebody's trying to...